Today I'd like to begin sharing a Mishnah with you from Perkei Avos. It's in the third chapter, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar Hamodoi Omer Hamachalel Es Hakadoshim Hamavazas Muados Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. It continues other examples. Apo Pi Sheish Biado Torah Masim Tovim. Even though a person has Torah, good deeds, Enol Chel Kolam Hablo. Person does not receive a portion of the world to come. Okay, that's a pretty heavy Mishnah. So what exactly are some of these things that a person who does them or doesn't do them, the Enol Chel Kolam Hablo? So the first, as we said, is Mechalel Es HaKadoshim. One who takes something which is holy, very holy, could be referring to items which are in the base of Mikdash, Hekdash, a carbon, and you make it chol, like it's just a regular thing. It's not something which is sanctified at all. Or a mavaza esamuados, someone who desecrates the muados, the holidays. Okay? So that sounds probably like Shabbos, Yom Tov. Listen to the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll start off scaring us, then we'll make it a little bit more palatable. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Samech Shnei Devarim O'Eile. There's actually a connection between these two ideas. One who disgraces the Moados, the holidays, and one who's Mechalel, the Kadoshim. What exactly is this connection? Mipnei Shenikru Kadoshim. Both of these things are called holy, sanctified. Kadoshim, when it comes to the sacrifices, it's written Kadosh Kadoshim. Moados Ksiv, when it comes to our festivals, the holidays, we know, we read, Ela Moadi Hashem, Asher Tikrosam Mikroi Kodesh, Elohim Moadoi. So the festivals are also called Kodesh. Okay. V'machalel Es Shnehem, Ein Lo Chel Kolam Haba. Mimnei Shechilu Kodshi Hashem. What you're doing in both of them is you're taking something which should be on a higher level, something which should be more sanctified and holy, and you're giving it a very profane, regular attitude about it as though there's nothing holy about it. On this, the sages tell us, anyone who desecrates these festivals, it says, no, you've actually worshipped an idol. Shnemar, and it says, because of the psukim which are next to one another, Elo, a person should not worship these idols. And then right next to it, it says, Eschagamatzos Tishmor. So therefore, we see this connection. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that when it's talking about the Moadim, it doesn't mean Shabbos, and it doesn't mean Yom Tov. Rather, it's referring to Chol HaMoed, which is the time in which we are in currently. Now, Rashi helps us out a little bit by saying that a way that a person can cause your day not to be mavaza samuados is shenoheg behen minhag chol biachil vashtiya. A person treats chol hamoed the exact same with regard to their eating, their drinking. You don't do anything special. You don't make a special meal. That's considered by Rashi a way in which a person is mavaza es hamoados. So therefore, the simple reading of Rashi, if a person would take some special time during Chol HaMoed and make sure to have a special meal, enhance the day a little bit through having a Seuda, that's a way that you'll be able to fulfill this Mishnah. Now the Orach HaShulchan tells us that Chol HaMoed Havichiev L'chavdo K'sas B'machal Mishnah. Similar to what Rashi was saying, that it's necessary, even Chol HaMoed, to have some extra nice delicacies of food and drink, and also ubeged shenu shalchol. A person should try to dress differently if possible as well. And he quotes the Mishnah which we read in Masechet Avot that said a mechales hamuados is al chol hamoed koi. It's referring to chol hamoed. Continues the Aruch HaShulchan and says v'chein haminhag shamapet yem munach al shulchan kol yimei chol hamoed kibiyom tov. That a person's table, which is adorned and set as beautifully as can be on Yom Tov, you should not just take it down, but on Chol HaMoed, a person should also have their fine dishes and a fine tablecloth as well during Chol HaMoed. And then he talks about Sukkah, which of course we're not in Sukkahs. That's in 6 months from now. But nonetheless, when it comes to the laws of Sukkah, Amru ha-Halel va-Simcha shmoni yamin. It says that reciting of Halel, as well as the mitzvah of Simcha, of rejoicing v'samachta b'chagecha, is something which occurs for 8 days, which includes, obviously, Chol HaMoed. The Asul is Sanos Behem, person doesn't fast, v'inchiv lechol pas davka, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, person does not need during Chol HaMoed to necessarily have bread. Komakom yesh echol pas davi yosef derech kavod. If a person is allowed to, it does have bread. That's a more honorable way of having a meal, even during Chol HaMoed. Now the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yom Tov, he says as follows: that shivas yemei Pesach u'shmonas yemei Chag. He considers and makes no distinction between any of the days of Pesach or Sukkot. They're all the same. In other words, he doesn't distinguish between Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov. And he says that all those days, a person is not allowed to have a eulogize or fast. He says there's a mitzvah of simcha during these days. So you see clearly the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of simcha, of rejoicing on your holiday, is not only on Yom Tov, but it's also on Chol HaMoed. Now he says that Avo Pisha Simcha Amur Kan, even though when the Pasuk is referring to the Simcha over there, it's really referring to the Karban Shlomin, it's referring to the sacrifice, the peace offering, which was brought, which a person would eat, which was obviously only during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, in which we are unable to enjoy. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, Yesh b'chal osa simcha l'smoach u'vanav u'vnei v'esa kol echad k'roi lo. Nonetheless, this idea of the samach b'chagecha can apply even nowadays when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of simcha, simchas of having joy, is not only a rabbinical concept nowadays, but clearly he holds its midoraisa. It's a Torah-bound obligation, even on Chol HaMoed. Now, not only does the Rambam say this, also the Chinuch, as well as the other there are many other Rishonim that hold the mitzvah of Simcha, Bizman HaZen, nowadays, is in fact Min HaTorah. However, there are some who disagree, such as the opinion of Tosvos, that hold that it's only Min HaRabbanan, it's only a rabbinical obligation to perhaps Simcha during Chol HaMoed, or for Yom Tov for that matter, because when the Torah says V'samachta b'chagecha, it's really only referring to the Shalmei Simcha, it's referring to the Karbanos, which we do not have anymore. It's brought down as well in the Sefer Nemukeh in Orach Chaim. He says that shesarach lishtos revias yayin, a person needs to drink a certain amount of wine, kedei lekayim mitzvah simchas yom tov, in order to fulfill the mitzvah simchas yom tov, shebepachos mizeh ein lo simcha, less than a revias yayin, that is not considered to be simcha. Because one of the ways a person shows simcha, ein simcha elo b'yayin, we're also going to discuss bas in a moment. Now according to the Shalos and Tshuvos of the Rush, he's more lenient, and he says it's muchach shedai b'moy lugma. Just as long as a person has a cheekful of wine, that's also considered sufficient as far as simchas yom tov. Furthermore, it's brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim, as well as the Rambam, discusses how does a person have simcha. When it says v'samach v'chagecha, everyone in your house is supposed to have simcha. So it depends. Every person celebrates and rejoices in different ways. For example, when it comes to katanim, noislehem, koliyosve, goyisim, you give them different roasted nuts and the like. This is a way that they'll enjoy their yom tov. When it comes to women, v'nashim koinav lehen, begadim v'tachshitin noyin, gefi mimono. A person, according to their means, provides for them beautiful clothes and jewelry. V'hanashim oichim basar v'shoyse yayin. Shein simcha el b'basar v'en simcha el b'yayin. Ad kan loshono. It's brought down in the Gemara as well as the Rambam that the way a man celebrates and has simcha is with meat and wine. And according to this, the Mefarshim grapple over whether or not women also can are mekayim the mitzvah of simcha through basar and yayin. Behine nira shanoshim enim mitzavos b'shtias yayin. That maybe they do not have the same obligation, because if there is a mitzvah to have simcha, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, whether it's rabbinically an obligation or it's from the Torah, nonetheless you have to have simcha. So the question is, do women have to drink wine? So according to many opinions, because the way the Gemara says women go about having simcha is not through wine or meat, they only have to go and be mesameach themselves in those other means as stipulated in the Rambam as well as in the Gemara. However, and that's also the opinion of the Ritva. According to Rashi, Rashi says, Shechayim l'smoch ishto gam b'michel b'mishta. A person should also, as well as the Shalos and Chilos Rabbi Kiv Eger say, that a person could also be mesameach one's wife also with food and drink. Because a woman also, by giving them this, is another form of simcha. Now, it sounds like all you have to do is have a couple cups of wine, and all of a sudden you've fulfilled a tremendous mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. So we're going to conclude with the words of the Rambam, and then one other commentary. It says as follows in Halacha Chav, Kishadam ochel v'shoyis v'sameach b'regel, when a person eats and drinks and is happy during the festival, including Chol Moed, lo yimshach b'yayin, person should not drink excessively, u'mesachok v'kalas roish, and be very lightheaded and joke around, v'yomer, and what will they justify in their minds? And they'll say, shekol mi shiyoyse b'zeh, yarbim b'mitzvah simcha. Right, a person, the more you drink, more simcha. After all, in simcha el b'yayin. So I'm going to go extra machmir, I'm going to drink a few bottles. That's not considered to be simcha. According to the Torah's definition, a person who is intoxicated, that's not simcha. El hoilus v'sichlus, that's considered to be acts of foolishness. V'lonit savinu al ha-hololus v'sichlus, el al simcha sheish v'avodas yotzer hakol. The idea of drinking is that a person will be able to go about from this to be able to serve Hashem with greater joy. Shneimar, as it says, tachas eshel avadatas Hashem akecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva mirab kol. That the in the admonition, the tochacha, is that they did not serve Hashem with joy. But the greatest simcha is to serve Hashem. Holmadata shehavoda b'simcha. That the avoda that we serve Hashem, that's how we serve with joy. And the wine and meat will be a way, a means for us to be able to serve Hashem better. The eshul avodas Hashem lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalas roish, lo mitoch shichus. A person cannot serve Hashem, nor can a person daven in such a status. In conclusion, it's brought down the Yosef Amut, who says as follows: the Av Shemitzvah Oneg Chol Hamoed. Even though there's a mitzvah of Oneg during Chol Hamoed, and there's a mitzvah of eating and drinking, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Iker Kedushaso Enu Mitzad Haguf, Rak Mitzad Haneshama. He says that the true simcha, the very important aspect, is not making our bodies happy, but rather on a shamos, a spiritually uplifting day. That a person should engage in more learning than they do normally.